Blog Talk Radio.
Proudly we hail
Why don't you just tell the truth? Or is that something you can't even do? Or has it just gotten away from you? Is it long gone? Telling me different, you've been steering me wrong, and I've been holding back now, but I can't do that long, cause I'm about to blow up, so I gotta sing my song. Get from you is just war and blood, but it seems that's all there ever was. Is it long gone? You've been telling me different, you were steering me wrong, and I'm not holding back no more, no, cause I gotta sing my song. You were standing right there, I think you knew it all along. You were telling us different, you've been steering us wrong, and I've been holding back now, no, but I can't do that long. You were standing right there, I think you knew it all along.
Welcome to Easy Blue Eyes Productions presents Independent Artist Music Night with Shane Masters. Hey, tonight's episode is sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production and Shane Masters Music Fans. Hey, I'm your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and we have Shane Masters from Shane Masters Music with us. I'm going to bring on our special guest tonight. So welcome to the show, Shane.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man, it's been a long day, and I'm hoping to learn a little bit and maybe hear some good music.
Yep.
Well, I know some good music when I hear some good music. I'm not going to say good music. I'm going to say real music, because this is the real deal right here. I mean, I love this cat. I mean, his music just... When did you learn how to play guitar?
When I was... I started when I was maybe 11 or 12, something like that. And then, you know, just kind of messed around until I got into a band. And then you start learning a little more when you start playing with other musicians, you know. But, yeah.
You know, see, we're going to learn a little bit like that. And, you know, just, I have been around enough, you know. We're a couple days older than most out there, that the guitar riff that I hear, I mean, it just seems like you've done it for a few extra days. Is the acoustic guitar the only one you know how to play, or do you know how to do the bass and all that?
No, I'm just a single instrument, just the guitar, yeah, just one instrument.
Well, I'm actually kind of a little surprised on that. You know, I like to hear a little bit of the lead guitar and bass guitar and all that stuff. I'm sure you can rip it up there on the riff. I just love how you string it along right there. Just, I mean, pow. I mean, have you seen so many acoustic guitar players that honestly just sit there and they're not even really playing? They're just like playing around.
I guess. I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, you see so many. You know, here, I'll use a good example. Elvis Presley. How many times have you watched movies or anything and heard Elvis Presley? He never knew actually how to play guitar.
Really?
Yeah. If you literally watch some of his videos and music and all that and go back to his movies, he'll sit there and he'll start playing just a few chords, and then most of it he's just shaking his hips, you know. So that's
yeah.
Come on. Anyway, you know, definitely welcome to the show, and I want everybody out there to definitely tune in tonight. Please share the show, as we would really appreciate it. And if you have a question, please call in. Shane's with us, the real deal, Shane Masters. He'll be gladly to answer questions as much as possible. We're going to try to keep this simple for him, about 40, 45 minutes, and let the cat go so he can take care of business, because he's got a long day ahead of him tomorrow. I already know that. We've had a long day today.
Absolutely.
But grab you a cold one, coffee. I don't care, whatever it may be, for your beverage, and kick your feet up. Learn a little bit. The first song that we played of yours coming onto the show, Long Gone, you know, that's where I was kind of going off with that. I love the acoustic guitar in that. That is like one of my favorite songs. You know, I was telling you that before the show. I really kind of partial to that there. Now, I know kind of I seen a little bit of a writing in the bio on YouTube, you know, kind of with that. Now, kind of one of your other concerts that I've listened to, you have that realism, the no BS when you write your music. I could tell. But with that song there, it's probably not what a lot of people think. But you want to give us the real story behind actually that song?
I don't know. I mean, nobody would think what that song's what, you know. I always just like to let that song be, you know, whatever it is to the person. You know, that's one of those songs that's kind of like, it's not too personal, but it's I know many people wouldn't necessarily agree with me. So I just don't, you know. I just leave it up to interpretation.
Hey, you know, sometimes that's all you can really do. I mean, it was just one of them heartfelt songs that you just felt like doing. You know, we'll just kind of leave it at that. And, hey, if the song fits you in your life at the time, you know, that's where it goes.
Like I said, it's just one of those things that I like. I think that song is like, you know, it could... That song can mean something to anybody, because, you know, especially anybody that's been betrayed, you know what I mean? That song, that's what it's about. It's about betrayal.
You know, absolutely. And I know we've all been there before, but, you know, no matter what, that is a excellent song. You got any more songs that kind of fit that song there, Long Gone? You know, that kind of style, or is it just whatever comes to your mind is what you put out there? Not too sure where things went with the audio, but hey, let me see if we can play a song and come back and see if we can grab Shane real quick. We're going to play another one of Shane's songs. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew the man, you'd meet me right here. So we could celebrate a guy so full of cheer that even the mountains knew he was here. I'm gonna celebrate a life, give death a pass. I'm gonna stop being busy and spend time with friends. And I learned to love Jesus and found the devil inside on the day the mountains cry. The mountains cry today, but I won't let you go out that way. You're gonna throw a party and celebrate all day, but the mountains cry. Sit right here, look at the stars, and know that you're happy no matter where you are. And tell you I'm hurting, but I'm still trying. Since the day mountains cry, the mountains cry. Out that way, you were gonna throw a party and celebrate all day, but the mountains cry today. Yeah, the mountains cry today. I won't let you go out that way. Gonna throw a party until the break of day, but the mountains cry today. Yeah, the mountains cry today.
Hey, welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night with Shane Masters. Yes, he's the real deal. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, let's welcome back our special guest, Shane Masters. Welcome back, Shane. Hey, Shane, are you with us here? I'm going to try something else here a little bit. We're going to try to better figure out here something here just a little bit. I always got the backup plan. Always. Watch this. Don't go away.
Hey, welcome back there. Shane, you with us, my man? All right. For some reason, I cannot hear Shane, but he can hear me. So we're going to have to try to reconnect somehow. On his end, so we're gonna have to kind of figure some things out. Just a second, see if we cannot figure that out. I'm actually typing the name on the side. This is normal. Hang on there while we kind of float that around. I'm going to play this song here. And then let's see if we can get him back on here.
Let's see if we can welcome Shane back to the show. Hey, my man, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. See, that's how that works sometimes. I just love tech issues.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're in the music business, you learn that nothing goes right.
Exactly.
Anyway, I played one in another of your songs, and
yeah,
I'm just so impressed, you know, with the acoustic guitar. You know, most of the music is either you got a full band or you're by yourself.
Yeah, it's at this point right now. We're playing most shows with at least a trio, you know, and so it's me and a guitar player and then a mandolin player. So,
yeah, you know, matter of fact, I'm going to have to kind of yell at somebody here. Your drummer said that, well, there was a guy that came up and was like, hey, I was percussion for him for a while, you know, and hit the drums for you.
Yeah.
Got him on Facebook. He said he was supposed to jump on. He had a few stories he wanted to tell, but the cat hasn't showed up yet. Maybe that's a good sign. Maybe we can get out of here early.
Yeah, I know you're talking about Matt. Yeah, he's a good dude. We played drums back. He was the guy that played drums for Route 73, which was the band I was in when I was a young guy. Real young guy.
Well, you're probably what, 30 now?
No, I'm 41.
Oh, see, same neighborhood that I'm in. See,
yeah.
I mean, I was a lucky guess. I mean, honestly, for me, I would only say 30, you know. Look pretty good for 41. I mean, I wish I looked that young.
Thank you.
Wow. Anybody else out there got a cold beer? Because I'm needing one. You know, I don't drink that often, but I'll take a cold one today. And this cat here, he needs one too. We've had a long day.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt anything.
Oh, absolutely not. Now, some of the tones of the shows, you know, really... Basically, you know, I was explaining to you, goes with the artist, and we're going to try to symbolize tonight's show with you. What is, I'm going to just ask a few questions here and there. What is your favorite song that you've recorded?
So when you say recorded, do you mean studio recording or just like, you know,
studio,
like studio. So there's only 5 studio recordings. My favorite studio recording, at this point would have to be a song I wrote called Old Country. It's not out there yet. Not even an acoustic version. So yeah, it's coming though. But yeah, that's my favorite.
See, I could even throw a teaser out there if I wanted to. You know, sometimes
I'm
able to pull
that. You do have that. You do have that teaser for old country, right? Because I sent you that, didn't I?
You know what?
There was a teaser for it was Old Country and then Meant to Be both, because those are the first 2 songs coming out.
You know what? Actually, I'm looking at it right now. No, I didn't get that teaser.
It didn't.
It didn't take, evidently. Why I didn't get it up into the studio tonight. But we're going to fix that. You know, I'll guarantee you that by the next time I can play that on an independent show, I'm definitely going to have that in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things, you know, all the independent artists out there, you come on here, you promote yourself. I give you the opportunity, you know, give me all the music you want me to play, and only certain ones get that opportunity, you know, on my website, the 24/7 live stream. And Shane Masters Music, Shane here, he's got that. So any other music that you want me to play, I do not, you know, with that format, the way I have it, I do not allow it to be bought, to be searched for. You either listen to it on that website or you got to go buy it somewhere else, because I don't promote sales, you know, as far as that. You know,
right.
Once I download it, that buy link comes off of there. You cannot buy that from me. If you want to buy that, you got to go to the artists themselves. You know, because there's sometimes I have gotten favors, you know, hey, this is a song that it's original. I don't want nobody to have it, but they can listen to it. I've got a few of that in the studio. And that's pretty much what I do. You know, I don't know anything. Because I think that's wrong. You know, I don't care how much permission. I think that's wrong. If they want to buy it, why buy it from me and me make that dollar? You know.
Right. Let it go to the artist.
Exactly. You know, hey, I'm not in this to make money. You know, I just barely make enough money to keep studio going, the lights on. The artist that puts the songs out there, they're the one that needs that dollar back so they can make it to the next gig.
Yeah, but I mean, within the same respect, though, we need you guys too to you know, to keep us out there, you know.
Hey, you absolutely.
Know, interest in our music in this way as well, so it's reciprocal.
You know, absolutely, and I agree with that. And another way you can help promote and support independent artist music out there is most of them out there anyway. Just go to their website. They have, most of them, has the shop page right there. You go purchase, you know, T-shirt, hat, you know, stickers, wristbands, you know, all that. And believe it or not, I just ordered a shirt from Shane here.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It's on back order. I've got it ordered now. Yeah, I've got it ordered now for you, but it's going to be a little while. I'm so sorry about that, but I'm getting it.
I don't care if it's on back order or not. You know, I know I'm going to get it. It's
You'll
just,
get it.
Hey, only thing you got to do is just hit that shop button. They'll figure it out. Sooner or later, you'll have it.
Right.
Come to me and I'll send them a message. I don't care which one. You know, I went on a shopping spree the other day.
I seen
and,
that, yeah.
You know, like, whose lucky day is it going to be? You know, so they're like, first person I hit up was Shane here. You know, I wouldn't. Now, when I was going through the shirts and everything, I was like, oh, are you independent artists out there? I'm going to pick on every single one of you right now. Put the color blue in your shop. The closest that I could get to blue was navy blue from Shane's t-shirt. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not Keith Urban. You know, I'm sure you got to see the sarcastic video with Keith Urban from YouTube on my Facebook.
Yeah.
I was like, what's wrong with you independent artists is selling stuff? I mean, blue. I mean, there's a good hint in my name, you know, blue. I'm not Keith Urban.
Right.
But thank you for at least having some type of blue in there. I mean, I really appreciate that.
I'm most excited about getting the music up there on the website for sale, you know what I mean, and getting the music up there for people to stream on Pandora and Spotify and stuff. And, you know, I mean, I wrote Meant to Be over 20 years ago, and to see it finally, you know, bring in a dollar is going to be a really cool experience.
You know, speaking of that, Meant to Be, you just did a songwriter's competition deal or whatever.
Yeah, it was more like a little crowdfunding kind of thing. You know what I mean? Where my fans could, you know, vote for my song in an attempt to keep it at the top of the little list there. And yeah, it was neat. I didn't win, but I did make a little bit of money. So that was kind of the first money that Meant to Be got to make. So that was kind of neat, you know, but like, I'm looking forward to seeing it streamed, seeing what it does on these playlists.
You know, I do have the acoustic version of that, but that's about it, you know?
Right, yeah, no, I get it, yeah. It's not out there yet. I've been holding it hostage.
Maybe after the show we can kind of rumble out in the parking lot, hey, give me a copy of that. No, hey, when Shane says I can have it, it's going into the studio, and I guarantee you, if you go to the website and hit that play button on that player, eventually it's going to come across the airwaves there. So I'll make sure it's in the loop of things. You know, the shop and the music, putting that out there, you know, that's one of the greatest things that an artist loves to see is their music being bought and showing support. You know, with that song there, you do have an album coming up. Now,
yeah.
Do you have any ideal time frame when that's going to be?
Well, it's kind of funny because like the album's coming out kind of a piece at a time, you know, and you're looking at where like the first two songs coming out, and then there's two more coming, and then another one's coming after that, and that's gonna be the EP, that's gonna be the album. It's just five songs, just to start. If I can justify more recording money, you know, if it makes a little bit of money, then I can justify more recording money, and my wife won't want to choke me.
Shane, come on now, we got this bill to pay this week, you need to go write a song. Like, well, give me the money so I can go recording, you know.
right, recording is not cheap. It's not, I mean, it's not really that bad. What I really have a great deal with Mark Poole Zone 8 Recordings studios in my area. He's one of the best, and he's not terribly expensive, but still it gets expensive over time, you know.
Oh yeah, you know, I've heard different revenue on that, that a lot of people will go in there and they'll pay maybe a few hundred bucks just to throw a quick demo song down there, and then they're probably a good couple of grand, you know, to get a good 3-5 songs out there. And most of them, to me, they're just doing that just to please themselves. You know, it's not, you know, whatever you put in is what you're going to get, and sometimes 10 times plus. And
right. Sometimes
it's not about the money, you know. Yes, it is about the money, because sometimes it takes that extra dollar to put in, but it's the effort that the independent artists put in compared to the mainstream major labels and all that, where it's all about the money nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Really, good thing for tonight, I'm going to give you a chance to literally just go all out, promote yourself, where you're playing at coming up in the next couple of weeks. Tell them about your shop, what is available. And
we're kind of wiped out right now. Okay. Shane Masters Music on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, pretty much all across the board. ShaneMastersMusic.com is the website. You can find out more information about myself and what we have going on with the band and whatnot. Upcoming show, we have a full band show at the Last Stop in Tunnelton, West Virginia. It's my first time ever playing there, coming up on Saturday. That should be a lot of fun. A lot of shows coming up. You can check the Facebook events. There's tons of shows coming up. I think every weekend we're going somewhere, playing somewhere. So that's coming up. And then my two releases, Old Country and Meant to Be, are coming out soon. I don't have an exact release date until I have album art. That's what I'm waiting on, is the album art. And then I will be able to release.
Yeah. Now, real quick, I don't know if this is the right one, you know, because I've seen so many. Are you the one that kind of shared that there was some album art that was supposed to be done, but it didn't come through?
Yes, that was me. Yeah, it didn't.
Okay.
I paid for it, and I never received it, so it was, yeah, it was tragic, but I am working with a reputable company now for doing my art, so, yep.
Oh, I hate that, you know, really, you know, I've kind of been through some of that stuff before. It's part of the music business.
Right, man. Yeah, I mean, there's sharks, it's shark-infested waters at times, yeah.
You know, it's almost like, hey, give me a number, you know, I'm going to straighten this out, you know, because I want that music, you know.
Right.
I heard you mention that the shop is kind of like out of stock, more or less.
Yeah, everything's really depleted right now because we've been playing a lot of live gigs for the first time in a while, and so we've sold a ton of stuff, and I have been running around like crazy because, you know, I have a day job as well, so I've been running around like crazy with music kicking up, so working Fridays, Saturdays, plus through the week. I hadn't had time to update the website, and then, like I said, you ordered, and I was like, oh, shit. pardon my French there, but, I was like, well, I will have to order that and get that to him, but like you said, either way, you would definitely get it, so.
Yeah. See,
but right now
people,
we just had shirts.
A lot of people, you know, come up and are like, how come you don't gripe out an artist, you know, because they get out of stock on something? Like, what do you want me to do? You know, tell, hey, Shane, I like your music, but your shit sucks because I can't get my, you know, T-shirt that I ordered. No, that's not going to work because there went that relationship really quick, you know.
Yeah.
Friends, business, everything, the whole aspect. You know, kind of cut everyone a break here. I mean, we've been dealing with this COVID for so long now. I mean, it's like being on house arrest, you know.
For sure, but, for sure.
You know, hey, I know I'm going to get it, you know. Yeah, it might be out of stock now, but that does not mean do not order. I don't care. I'm going to tell you right now. Shane's probably going to be like, no, don't. You know, go to the shop. order, I mean, spend your paycheck, your friend's paycheck, your family member's paycheck, stock up, make him work a little bit, you know, because every shirt that he gets, that's a few bucks in his pocket, and he can get to the next gig and put up new music.
It goes
and
to
I
the
love
studio,
it.
Yeah, it goes right to the studio. every penny so far from shirt sales has went to the studio, and it will continue to do so. And then that's probably where the money from, if there is, hope, knock on wood, that there is any money from sales and streams from Meant to Be an Old Country, I'm very optimistic. I guess at this point, I'm the only one that's heard the final masters. And man, they are fantastic. It's going to get some plays. It's going to be on some major playlists. I believe it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, some of the cats that's out there, we've talked about kind of one briefly. I'm not even going to go into details, but I do not see no shadow of a doubt why your songs are not going to play, I know the eight that I do have in the studio, I'm a little surprised they're not on the radio themselves, mainstream, completely.
Well, just quality right now. The quality of the recordings so far is what it is, I'd say.
I don't want to go too far into that, I think it's more of money, sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Who you know that might get that, But sometimes I don't see why a major label should make a difference. If you could sing, you should be on the radio. I mean, that's just the way, I look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially coming across your music, it was finally, I found someone that actually can sing, play a guitar, and it's real music. It's been a while, and I've changed up my website, hey, maybe if somebody would listen to Shane and follow the lead here, real music, I could fill up that page, with a bunch of artists, but it's nobody wants to show up. You bring everything to the table that I look for in an artist.
Well, I appreciate it.
There's not really much more I can say. Except keep being you, stay real, and enjoy your journey. Big things will happen. Big things will happen.
That's what we're hoping, man.
Sometimes the biggest things happen is someone walking up and say, "Hey, Shane, great song. Thank you. It meant a lot. More than a TV shirt and award and all that, plaque and all that stuff."
It was cool the other night at the show. There were some familiar faces in the crowd, and then there were some unfamiliar faces in the crowd, and one of the unfamiliar faces, I was singing we were doing Meant to Be. It was full band. We had a 6-piece band, and we were doing Meant to Be, and there was an unfamiliar face in the crowd singing every single word. And I was like, wow, how do you know every word of that song? It's not even officially released, but it is out there, like you said, like the acoustic versions. So it's resonated with some people already.
And that kind of went with me with Long Gone. By the time I heard it the fourth time, I'm pretty much I know all the lyrics. Now, there's times that I'm sure you've heard this, there's memes on Facebook and all over social media. I hate when the artist gets the lyrics wrong. Hey, we've all said that. But that's one of the songs that, I pretty well know every word to right off the bat, and I just love it.
Thank you.
Not that I'm going to sing live on air to anybody about that song, because I prefer you to make the money on there and be well, Easy Boys just killed that song for Shane, you know. you know, maybe someday, you know, maybe I can figure out to make a little extra money and make a shower song video or something. No, just kidding. you know, we've been sitting here talking about one of the songs here. I'm going to actually get my mouse to work in the studio. Where'd it go? Meant to Be, acoustic version. We're going to actually play that and then come back.
Cool.
Don't go away.
If you could only see the way she looks at me at night, if you could only feel her kiss the way I feel it all the time, then you would know why I feel, why I feel this way. She gives me everything I'll ever need and a whole lot more. Wait and see if I don't put a ring upon her finger. And when we're down, she begins to see that there's no way we'll ever be apart, 'cause there's no storm we can't weather. Guess it's meant to be, yeah, oh. If you could only see the way her face lights when I arrive, if you could only feel her touch, I feel it all the time, then you would know why I feel this way. She gives me everything I'll ever need and a whole lot more. Wait and see if I don't put the ring upon her finger. And when we're down, she begins to see that there's no way we'll ever be apart, 'cause there's no storm we can weather. I guess it's meant to be, yeah, oh. If you give me your whole life, I'd love to make you my wife. If you could only see the way she gives me everything I'll ever need and a whole lot more. Wait and see if I don't put a ring upon her finger. And when we're down, she begins to see that there's no way we'll ever be apart, 'cause there's no storm we can't weather. I guess it's meant to be, yeah, oh. I know it's meant to be, yeah.
Right there, Meant to Be, the acoustic version. Hey, welcome back to the Independent Artist Music Night with Shane Masters. I'm your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, let's bring back on our special guest, the real deal, Shane Masters.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I kind of like that. The real deal, Shane Masters, you know. You got to throw that out there. You know, I love it. You know, I kind of get that feel sometimes. Different artists, they'll throw something out there, and I'm just like, hey, if you want to throw some boxing analogy out there, well, here, the real deal, Shane Masters, instead of coming across the real Nashville star and all that. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of them out there, you know, the real Nashville star. You know, we're just going to leave that right there alone.
I may have some big news that's unfolding as we speak. I don't want to say anything yet. I don't want to confirm it. Let me see if this message comes through here. Give me just a minute, and I can maybe confirm some pretty big news.
All right, you know, why the real deal, Shane Masters, you know, kind of, you know, business is business. You know, he's confirming something in the back. If you have a question, I'm only 7 minutes. After 7 minutes, I'm going to close the line from questions from anyone out there. The number 845-277-9175. The only one that can call in if it talks about Shane getting a paycheck. Other than that, do not call in and ask a question after 7 minutes. Boy, the crowd's getting a little light out there now. You know, they're like, oh, wait a minute, I have, like, all these questions. Like, you know, really, I haven't asked a lot of questions. It's more like, hey, friends, you know, just kind of hanging out because trying to keep an easy night for both of us. Like, I want to sit here and drill this man, like, hey, what's your favorite color? Music. You know, it's like, it's quick.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind.
It's, you know, it's good. Just like, you know, there is some questions out there, but a lot of them, if you go to ShaneMastersMusic.com, I mean, it's really self-explanatory. When I say real deal, Shane Masters, I mean, how can you pass up listening to this music? I mean, it's kind of that country, a little bit of rock, blue mix, acoustic. It's just that real feel, you know. I mean, honestly, if I was a major record label, I'd be like, dude, where the heck you been? Sign this dotted line, you know, right now. Just, you know, done. Cut a big check. Get him out there. Tour. You know, pass up some of these young pups that's been in the business, you know, and not making anything. Because I honestly believe, you know, they, not just because of you, you know, because of the passion that you put into your music, that it's worth more than some of the stuff that I've actually heard today. You know, well, whatever you call it, I guess you can call it music today. I mean, sorry if I offended anyone out there, you know, my bad. You know, I'm sorry. You know, we got this, excuse us, you know, country pop, you know, I'm not really too fond of that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I lean more toward, you know, the older stuff too, you know. And then, but some of them, there's, you know, like Travis Tritt just dropped a new album. It's great. You know, but he's got that old style, you know.
You know, I heard about that, you know, but I have not had a chance to listen to that. You know, Travis Tritt has been around a few days, and let me tell you.
Yeah.
You mentioned Travis Tritt. There's not one of us that does not know the song Trouble.
right, exactly.
I think we all carried that for our middle name as we were growing up for a while.
Yeah, exactly. He was one of my favorite artists.
Oh, man, the guitar, the piano, I mean, in that song Trouble, I mean, you just like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Have you tried messing around and just kind of cover that, you know, just for a show out there live, you know?
Yeah, we have. We've played at band shows before, full band shows. when I have a great guitarist, you know, not me. I'm more of a rhythm guy, but you know, you have my lead guitarist. He can jam out on some crazy, you know, fast treble riffs.
Is that the cat that was playing with you the other night that I showed up to and that I was watching?
Likely. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was the one where you actually played in it was like an old barn or something kind of feel?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It used to be an old, barn, and they converted into a restaurant.
You know, it was funny because, you know, I'm sitting here watching the concert and, you know, I'm listening. You know, I've only been there for like maybe 2-3 minutes and I'm like, wow, who is these Boo Brothers, you know? I got in there, man. Like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that. You know, I was just like, well amazed, you know, the guitar player. It's like, wow. What's his name?
Jacob. Jacob is the guitar player. We got to get him playing a little more twangy country sound. He loves that blues sound, but he sounds great either way. I mean,
no wonder I come up with the Boo Brothers thing, you know, right there. I was
yeah.
like, wait, what do you got, Jake and Elwood here? But which one's Jake and which one's Elwood? You know,
yeah,
they both had that hat on, both of them, the mandolin player and him.
Right,
who's the Blue Brothers? So I typed that in, they were funny, and Matt, you know, he was like living it up, you know, like, yeah, absolutely. Now, he doesn't sing at all, does he?
Who's that, Jacob? No, he doesn't sing.
Yeah. Now, can he sing? I mean...
I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure.
It's probably like me. We can put out good music, but we ain't singing, you know. You know, I mean, which is okay. You know, especially me, I'd rather play the good music. I had a great time listening to him play. You know, that whole blue feel. You know,
oh yeah,
I enjoyed it. Now, someday maybe we'll have to get Shane back on here and pull the whole crew, you know, and get them on here, the percussionists and the backup singers, all that, you know. Eventually, I don't know how many, you said there's what, 5-6 people total,
yeah,
something like that?
There's actually 7 of us now, yeah.
Someday, you know, we'll have to get you all on here at one time, you know, and just kick it and play some good music. It'll be someday.
Somehow you'd have to. Yeah.
You know, really, just keeping it easy tonight. I think everybody needs a cold one and just kind of prop their feet up and just like, just play music and just like whatever happens, happens. You know, it's.
Yeah, I hear you.
Have you got any word on that, or should we just kind of close it and just wait until another time?
I'm sorry. It's going to have to probably just wait till another time. I started a little too early there. Tried to let the cat out of the bag too early.
that's all right. It just means something big is coming. You know, that's all.
Hopefully.
All right. Oh, and there ain't no hope about it. There is. It's just when, don't know. But I'll tell you what, you're going to have to tune in live over on Shane Masters Music Facebook page and his group and website to find that out. I might be able to get that on the side, but I'm not going to put nothing out there. I'm going to wait until I see the video and the announcement myself. I do want to mention, you know, I kind of feel bad. You know, I did help promote, you know, for us sharing all the contests still. I did not absolutely vote for you in any way, shape, or form. This is how I am. And this, anytime an artist has that, I feel like I can't vote. I'm playing favoritism.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm promoting all kinds of music and all something, you know, hey, this person only won because of this promoter, this person only won because of this. I can't have that. Now, I will help share, promote, far as put it out there, but I cannot specifically vote. You know, I can persuade friends of mine to do so, but I can't personally vote. So I do apologize that I couldn't vote for you or any one of the artists or bands that was in any of the competitions out there.
Right. Right.
You know, I just try to be fair, you know, and me, if I could, I would have threw a few grand out there and be like, I'll make sure if he wins, you know, something, but I couldn't do that. You know, I wanted to give it an honest run without me. Hey, honestly, it's a winner in my book, you know.
Well, I appreciate that.
I just pretty much let everybody know that. Well, you know, really, I just want to kind of keep it a little bit more simple than this. If there's anything you want to add out there, please do. You got open mic, open floor. Have at it.
Check out the Facebook page. That's where I kind of keep everybody updated on what's going on. To keep a lookout for my upcoming singles getting ready to drop soon here, with the release date to be announced. So that's really all for now.
All right. You know, see, that's awesome right there. I mean, we're definitely going to have this cat back up on here someday soon. Tonight was just not a night for a full blown out interview, just a few maybe questions. I just think it's one of them, you know, you want a cold beer, it's time to check out and have a cold beer. I'm going to finish up the radio show. You can hang around and listen to the show, drink your cold beer, do whatever, but hey, do what you got to do. You know, I'm just going to sit here and play some music and finish promoting you a little bit more, and hopefully we can get you a few more fans out there.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I appreciate you stopping by though, the radio show, and kind of give us a few minutes of your time, and definitely tell the boss thanks, you know, for allowing you to.
You know, will do.
All right, right. I'll definitely catch you on the flip side of things. You know, definitely hang around a little bit off to the side, listen to the show. I'm going to play some more music from Shane Masters Music, and appreciate the real deal, Shane Masters, being here. With that, we're going to sit here and listen to a few more songs from Shane Masters Music. Here is When I Drink.
Standing in the doorway, the Holiday Inn, just trying to use a payphone. She wouldn't let me back in. They could see that look in my eyes. That was all they need. They could smell it on my breath. I see it in my deep.
Everything in here is true. I don't pull any punches when I write.
Before we had our chance to meet, I pulled out on to Aaron's Creek. Fly so fast, and I didn't see. Rock in a ditch right in front of me. And though I didn't feel a thing, to the very next day, thank God that there are real good friends that help me get it straight. 'Cause when I drink, it brings on heartache out. It turns me can't seem to figure out how I'll ever get my way. Living like a stranger to the good in everything. I've seen my share of the shame when I dream. Laying in the roadway, no one hurt except maybe me. Still remember the stain, the pain. The billy club hits inside your brain. I guess I got what I deserve. But doing what I please, it's been so hard just to write these words. It's exactly what I need. 'Cause when I drink, it brings on the heartache out. It turns me all the way around. I can't seem to figure how I'll ever get my way. Living like a stranger to the good in everything. I've seen my share of the shame when I drink. When I drink. Sometimes our language and our words just ain't enough. I wonder where I'd be without your love. And the rainbow seems to follow you round. I can feel it shining down on me now. Little black bear. Stop so fast, you remember it was me and you. Drinking champagne shots in a basement down the creek. I tucked you in, I didn't worry so I didn't sleep. and the rainbow seems to follow you around. I can feel it shining down. Cheers in the sand and the sun in the sky. I figured I'd love you till I can't breathe one more breath. We meet in heaven, we can pick it up where we left. The time I spend sometimes our language and our words just ain't enough. I want where I'd be without your love, and the rainbow that seems to follow you around. I can feel it shining down on me. I can feel it shining down. I can feel it shining down on me now.
Hey, welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night with Shane Masters right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Hey, I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and yes, we had on here a special guest, the real deal, Shane Masters from Shane Masters Music. Can he not sing and play a guitar? I just love it. You know, having him on here was a blessing. It's an honor. Man, it really didn't have to take much to ask a lot of questions. Man, not like really questions. It was just more of, if they're the real deal, you don't have to quiz them. I mean, I even let him check out of the studio and grab himself a cold one and prop his feet up a little bit, working so hard, playing excellent music out there, that I'm going to read a little bit of bio, just kind of give you a feel, you know, just a little bit. I mean, heck, we've already learned a lot anyway. You know, listen to the music and you learn enough. It's self-explanatory. But Shane Masters, an American country music singer, songwriter from the mountains of Appalachia. Holy smokes. Yep, very good artist right there. It's with heart-driven writing, bold storytelling, and emotional delivery that Shane grabs his audience attention. I could testify to that. No stranger to the art of songcrafting, Shane's songs come from honest life experience. His engaging stories and country music melodies are the best this genre has to offer. Well, we don't talk about music genres very often because all you need is the real deal, Shane Masters, and hey, I'll tell you, there's not much more you can do with it, you know. You need music. That's music right there. Listen to Shane Masters music and you'll find out. Oh, let's see here. It also, Shane has found inspiration in great artists like, oh man, I'll tell you, he's got a heck of a list right here that I'm very much impressed with. Merle Haggard, Travis Tritt, which we discussed that earlier, Garth Brooks, Tyler Childers, Sturgis Simpson, and many more. You know what? Real quick, I'm going to read into a little bit of the description bio. He remembers first singing along with Garth Brooks on the radio at his parents' house. He absolutely would belt out Shameless so loud that he absolutely knows the neighbors likely heard him. And I can just imagine. I think all of us have sung a few tunes and lyrics with Garth Brooks, but I can believe the real deal Shane, you know, he can really hit that up. His live performances bring to life the culmination of raw emotions of the lyrics and power of his soul-shaking vocals. His debut single set to release in 2021 will have you on your feet on the nearest dance floor, either slow dancing to one of the most beautiful songs ever written, Meant to Be, or shaking what you've got to upbeat country swing of old country. Whether performing his own music on big stage or playing covers all night at a local bar, the effect this man has undeniable. Well, gotta tell you, Shane, undeniable is an understatement. A lot of people are missing out, and we hope all the listeners that are out there that is actually getting a chance to know a little bit about Shane Masters' music might become a fan. We hope we can grab at least one or two out there like it did, you know, I'll tell you, you know, coming across this cat, you know, I could not pass up the opportunity. I could not, and I'm glad I didn't, you know. It's hard to find these independent artists that are real, and it's not really loosely when I say real deal. And right now, you can't get any realer or realistic, but however you want to put it, than Shane Masters' music. I mean, I've been looking. I mean, I've come across a few. They've got what it takes, and I'll tell you, Shane is just, his music has been personally an inspiration for me. You know, I'm sure you're still listening, Shane. One of the songs I came partial to was Long Gone. We, you know, we was talking a little bit about the personal stuff. You know, I had some personal stuff in my life over the years, and then using songs to kind of heal over that, and then kind of in the last 3.5 years of my life, you know, I've really come across some crazy cats, and I'm not going to go into it, but that song just kind of really fit a whole lot. And then, you know, some of the other songs, it just kind of, you know, it just grabs my attention. I mean, it's right there. It's emotional. You can either slow dance, or it's kind of like Footloose. Kick off your Sunday shoes. You know, get out there on the dance floor one way or another. Shane Masters is going to grab your attention. So, you know, sometimes you just say words just ain't enough. And you know why words ain't enough? Because there's music. Real music will grab your attention. And that's what Shane Masters is. He is the real deal. So with that, I'm going to play a couple more songs, then come back and see what else we can come up with about Shane Masters' music and the real deal, Shane Masters himself. Hey, don't go away. If you want to call in, say hi, or if you want to call in and say, hey, you're listening to the show and you appreciate Shane Masters' music, please feel free to do so. The number is 845-277-9175. Thank you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I was sitting out too long, played my part and all went wrong. There ain't no way to turn this empty train around, so I'll just keep on keeping on and look ahead in every song and write every verse just way it sounds. Now before it all went wrong, there's a moment in a song that says the way I feel, and I pray she always knows that no matter what I do, I'll always think of you. We'll walk hand in hand into that great I'd be so lonesome without you. Don't know what in the hell I'd do, except sit and wait for you to just come back home.
There's so much I stand to lose. Yeah, I'd be so lost and confused. I'd be so lonesome without you. As the days keep going on, the nights are getting long. They're making me just who I aim to be. And as I look to spread my wings, I'm sure of only just one thing, that no matter where I go, it's just you and me. 'Cause I'd be so lonesome without you. I don't know what in the hell I'd do, except sit and wait for you to just come back home. There's so much I stand to lose. Yeah, I'd be so lost and confused. I'd be so lonesome without you. When it all quits going round, they put us in the ground, I'll sing that song so loud you love to hear. Treasure that's within, the only part of you I'm in. So until that time does come, I'll just hold you. 'Cause I'd be so lonesome without you. I don't know what in the hell I'd do, except sit and wait for you to just come back home. There's so much I'd stand to lose. Yeah, I'd be so lost and confused. I'd be so lonesome without you. I'd be so lonesome without you.
In God's eyes.
Hey, welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night with Shane Masters. Hey, I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. I'll tell you right now, there's always still time to listen to very great, real deal music. Hopefully here in a moment, I'm going to have a special guest caller. And there he is. I know that's who he is. All right. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, this must be the wonderful percussionist, Matt Smith.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Oh, man. Living it up tonight. You know, we just had the real deal Shane Masters on here, and it was great having him on here. You did. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I tried
to get back in time.
You can listen to the replay.
Did you guys play? Did he do some of his like Meant to Be and Life Goes On and Gravel Roads and all that?
Well, we did the acoustic version of Meant to Be and, of course, Long Gone. We played that at the beginning.
Cool.
We talked about Gravel Roads just a little bit.
Good stuff, man. He's got some good stuff.
Yeah. You know, he kind of mentioned that you were one of the band members to Route 73.
Yeah, I used to play drums for him back in the – I delivered a pizza to his house. He had an acoustic guitar out there on the porch jamming, and we got to be friends, and it just kind of – next thing you know, we were in the studio. We played a little bit, and it was a great, great time, man. Good people. They were a lot of fun.
You know, absolutely. You know, I go around – and I look for different independent artists to promote, and I'm searching through all the different sites and stuff, and I just happened to come across, you know, his music, and I was just like, man,
yeah,
I can't pass this one up. I just can't pass this up, you know, and I started following the page, you know, a little bit, and I was like, wow, I'm really impressed. Every song
he's
that I've heard so far.
Yeah, up here, like in Morgantown area, like this used to be the party capital, like in I think the whole country at one point, a couple of years, like Morgantown, West Virginia. And yeah. Shane Masters has like built himself up, like to the, I mean he's booking, he's taking every show, and he's starting to his music, his originals, his best stuff is his. It's really taken off up here. It's pretty cool, actually. It's nice.
You know, when I first started this, doing the independent night was, I couldn't hardly find anybody, you know, honestly. And if you go to my website, I mean, I promoted different ones for a while, and then they're like, I don't know, a couple of them decided to jump off the music side of the business, and some went on to other things, and I'm like, hey, just business, you know, but it's hard to find. And I got five VIPs, and I'm going to kind of explain, because I got asked about the five VIPs. What does it take to get into the VIPs? Two of them just got the VIP, and they're the two newest artists that I've been promoting. It's more of what the fans want is what the fans get. None of these shows, I do these shows, but the shows ain't mine. It's the fan shows. You know, what they want
is what
they get.
I've been trying to keep up on them. I try to check in here and there, and I get lost in time and working on it, and I try to keep up on it. But, yeah, I mean, so far everything I've listened to, I like, man. And I'm like a rocker, you know what I mean? I'm on the heavier side of things. Everything I've heard, I like a lot.
You know, the percussionist, you know, I'm reading this stuff on Facebook today about different basses, lead guitar, percussionists, and all this stuff, you know, about, oh, how all the women go after the bass guitarist and all that. I'm sitting like, you know,
yeah.
You know, here's something, you know, I always get drawn into percussion because I played the drums back in school, you know.
That's where it was like, that's where the backbone,
you know,
of the beat is.
You know, we are the whole thing, you know, as far as the
back of it. I'm disappointed I missed it.
But, no, I'm going to have to grab Shane some other time and definitely grab him back on here with you on here. And, of course, I already talked to him about bringing the other cats on here, too, you know, have everybody on here at once. And, you know, really, we're not going to have a quiz night.
He's booked up, like, clear into, like, August, I think, or something. I've been playing drums with him a little bit, just kind of sitting in and, like, you know, until they find, you know, what exactly they're wanting to do, whether it's full band or whatever. But I mean, his originals and everything he's got is ready to go. I mean, he's got some serious talented people playing with him too. Not just him. He writes it and he does it, but he's got some serious talent all around him. I mean,
We just talked about his guitarist that I just watched. You know, you were at the concert that I was just sitting there, you know, like, who's these Blue Brothers? And, you know, and like I was telling him, and also I just threw it in the chat, like, wait a minute, what did I do there? You know, because
all of them, like Trent, Dalton, Cheryl, I mean, all they're all like, it's like going to, what's that music school? They're all like serious. I mean, they're all really, really, really good. Like, there's a lot of talent out there, and his songs are just, I mean, the perfect fit for it. And they're doing really well.
You know,
it'd be much longer. He's doing good. He's doing real
to be
good.
Honest with you, you know, I told him straight up, you know, going across this music, I love them all, but his song "Long Gone," it just hits home, you know, in so many ways.
Oh yeah,
kind of as it's more of
that's what impressed me. When the originals are better than, I mean, his originals are like you said, they hit home. I mean, Life Goes On, Meant to Be, Country Boy. There's just so many, and they're all so good. He's gonna have a full album, and I would bet he's well on his way. I think he's doing really good. I'm very proud.
Go back to the VIP. You know, when it came to Shane, it was a no-brainer to put him right off the bat. You know, I knew, you know, that I have that player on there. I have a different studio format that I use for that, and it live streams that 24/7. You know, you can hit that play button, and that sucker's going 24/7. It's nonstop. You know, and I sit there, I'll go in and I'll take out certain songs and put in certain songs. Just, and I've been testing the waters with different independent artists. You know, just kind of like, okay, here we go. You know, just to see.
Yeah.
How it does. And it's like, I haven't been able to tell Shane this, you know, but now that he's still listening, I'm sure he can listen to the replay, but it's like, who's this cat, you know? And you got to go check it out, you know, and I'm sending stuff. And of course I was help promoting the songwriter contest still. But it's more of, you know, some of it's fun. Some of it's, you know, just listening to real music. I find the independent scene a heck of a lot better than the mainstream major labels. You know?
Yeah, because there's so much talent out there that nobody gets to hear.
A lot wants to compete and be the same. I mean, and people's like, what do you mean by that? Have you not watched the American Idol, The Voice, America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent. We've got so many people that wants to be like Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift. We already got them. Why do we need more? And we just had that one just not too long ago. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, I get pretty well into the music, you know, and I could just tell you who's going to win the American Idol and all that stuff. And it was Gabby Barrett, you know, that was right up there. And then here's Maddie Poppy, you know, originally from the state that I'm from. You didn't hear that very loud. You know, she wins it, you know, but there's Gabby Barrett. And I was like, I knew Gabby Barrett. And I'll tell you behind the politics. Here's the sad thing about that. You know, we all know Gabby Barrett would have won if it wasn't the fact of what she brought to the table. And, I mean, it was kind of like, I mean, honestly, if you was to go back and listen to that, there was not no fill to that. It was Carrie Underwood all over again. Like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, wow, we already got Carrie Underwood. You know, cool. And there was other songs that she sung and it was not bad, you know. But here she comes out with more songs and she's got this major record deal and all that. And she came out strong. She's hitting it out there. But I'm sitting there like,
that's why, man. She's hitting on all cylinders. That's what you gotta do.
For me, I'm sitting here like, yeah, I like your music. That's about it. Come back to me with real music that is different, with a different perspective. I want to hear you. I don't want to hear Carrie Underwood, because if I want to listen to Carrie Underwood, I'm gonna go listen to Carrie Underwood. You know, and we don't need 20 of each. But
the originals is where you get to hear the real side of people. It's cool.
And I think that's
where James is not great at.
Where the judges realized, you know, with Maddie Poppy, you know, most of the songs that she was singing was original, and there was like no way. I mean, I'll tell you what it came down to them too. And this would have been me personally, and I don't care. I'm live on air, and I know y'all are going to listen to it. And for those who listen to the replay, good luck. I mean, get mad at me if you want. I don't care. If I was Maddie Poppy, and I would have lost against Gabby Barrett, man, my attorneys would have been up all over that. I mean, no doubt. And I mean, come on. Yeah, you're getting a great 1 year major label contract and then some. Like, come on. No, man, come on. I mean, here you have to sign this contract where I believe there's like 300-400 things you can't do during production and all that. Like, what? And then it's the original. And I think that's, you know, the only reason why Maddie Poppy won. You know, not saying nothing bad, you know.
No, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
there's a ton of talent out there.
Yeah, and you know, really, the talent is the independent market. You know, and I think they deserve more credit than.
Yeah, that's why I really appreciate what you guys do out here. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, and you know, I started doing this 3 years ago, and I just started off playing just music, doing simple podcasts, you know, and it just finally it was just like music is in my passion enough to spread it out there. Why don't I?
Yeah, it's in everybody's blood. It should be.
I mean, if you've listened to Merle Haggard, George Jones, Loretta Lynn, you know, stuff like that, it's there. I mean, I don't care. You know.
Yeah.
It took a while. Yeah. You know, I've come across, let's see, formerly known as Bozak out of Virginia. And Bo Heatherly, he decided to go his separate ways with the other one, and because there was that separation, both of them decided that they wanted to have different careers into the music business, which that happens. I don't have no hard feelings for that. It happens.
No.
But now he has Boco. You know, Bo and Company, and still follow. And I'll tell you, he's got a great voice. There's a couple of his songs that I Scorpion Down, the first time I listened to a cover of it, I thought I was listening to George Strait myself. You know, I thought he had sent me a George Strait, you know, like, wow. I mean, of course, that connection is with a former country music artist, which is my favorite country artist of all times, Ricky Van Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people say, well, you're like the walking encyclopedia when it comes to him. I have followed that man since I was 8, 9 years old, and I know just about almost everything. Not everything, but almost everything. You know, like the fact that he, when he first got into the music business, he was rock and roll, and that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
And then it was finally he got hooked up and got a record deal and become country, you know. And
I tell you, man, I feel like that's where I feel like Shane is headed. I mean, around here, that's the general, like, the population here mostly appreciates his kind of music, and he's, like, really excelling at it, like, above, like, the songs he's writing are so good. I mean, we live in a weird place. There's not a lot of music industry around here, and a lot of, you know, there's no record labels and stuff like that around here. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
he's definitely like top dog of the gigging scene right now, and it's pretty cool. It's awesome because the songs he's writing, and them guys, I mean, they're really good. I hate to keep bragging them up, but. He just is.
Oh, no. Know. No, absolutely.
Everybody else is lacking. He's got something.
I've been around the block a few times in the music industry to understand, you know, I also used to be a truck driver, so I know a little bit about Virginia.
Me too. I drive propane truck.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
It's not easy trying to hit them gears going down a steep grade hill and you not know what's going on, but except.
But I'm a weird of a kind. I like all kinds of music. So like, I mean, I got dreads and I'm into like Korn and the heavy, you know, like the rock and stuff. But I like every music, but it's always different when I play with Shane. Cause it's like, his originals are like, it's like you just turn the radio on and heard, You know,
that's a good thing. You know, I guess it must be a trucker's thing. Because it doesn't matter what music genre. If we can get into it, I mean, for me.
Makes my tractor sexy, that's all.
Right there, a little Kenny Chesney. You know, it's
really, yep.
We'll play a little bit of that. And then, you know, this cat of. Big Smo. You know, I've listened to some of that stuff, and I like it. But my thing is, if it's totally explicit and I can't understand what you're saying, that's not music.
No. Yeah. I mean, even as a headbanger myself, I mean, when you get to, like, Cannibal Corpse, you can't really, you know, no. But melody and real, like, parts of rock, I think a lot of country is a lot of rock, like when it comes to chord progressions and stuff. Like certain bands overdo it, but everybody does their own way, and I appreciate every way, from even classical music to rap to everything. But sometimes there's certain bands out there that strike you, and that's what I think Shane Masters' band is definitely. The one around here that strikes everybody. I mean, it's just...
You know, all of the...
They're doing great. Very happy for them.
The great independent artists scenes. It's coming from West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana area.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a video just the other day, and I was just sitting there like, anybody, honestly, that is west of I-35 must be asleep because the music is over here, you know. Cause I tell you,
yeah.
And that can get a little deeper.
And they all
know.
Gravitate. They all gravitate down that way, though, like Nashville, and then, you know, down that, right in the center seems to be the where.
You know, I've heard so many horror stories, you know. Hey, I ran down to Nashville and I was down there for a year and I couldn't even get a gig. And I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, did you earn your stripes? I mean, you think you could, how many
like,
people
where is
that you
the capital
know?
Now? Where is the capital of music now? They say it's Nashville, Tennessee.
Well,
and,
it's,
you know,
it's
back in the 90s, Seattle, so like.
But
I mean,
I don't
talent. There's talent in every state, but it's so hard to find ones that really stick, like you said.
I'm going to have to disagree with that one. Agreed to disagree, because there's one state
that,
that
I've been to every state.
I've been to the lower 48, you know, so it's that
okay, well, I haven't been to every state, so I shouldn't say that. But I'm sure out there somewhere in every state, somebody is sitting behind a guitar or a keyboard or a mic.
Doing something that's cool. You know, I come across all kind of people, you know, in the music business, and was talking to Shane about this one cat. You know, he's only been in the business a couple years, I guess, 2-3 years, maybe four. And he was talking about, I like to promote me and everything, play all my music, but I want royalty. Like, okay. You know, describe your royalty. He wants 100% royalty for me to play his music. And I'm sitting there like, you realize I'm doing this out of my own free time, doing this as a living. I'm not making money. I'm just doing this, make a couple bucks just to keep the studio and the lights on, and that's it. I'm not making a living off of this. This is all free.
Yeah.
And the way he promoted himself.
You can't chase the spotlight. Spotlight has to chase you.
The way he promoted himself to me is like, okay, hold up. You want to talk about royalty? You want 100% royalty? Here, I'm going to make this conversation short and sweet with you. And I literally put this in there. You know, I was telling Shane, when you go and you sell out a stadium like George Strait, come back to me, and then we'll discuss royalty.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to burn your career, go right ahead. I mean, because that's, to me, a career burner. You know, you got to pay your dues to earn your dues. You know, that's just...
Exactly.
You know, I got enough time...
No matter how good you are.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's taken me 3 years, almost 3 years, just to be half as good as I am today doing podcasts, radio shows, and streaming live, you know. And I'm still learning every day. And I'm only...
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can say professional. I don't know. But I'm more like amateur. I don't want to go big. I mean, I've had opportunities to go to radio stations and be like, hey, you know, no, I don't want to do that. You know, I want this. You know, I don't want to be sitting there for no offense to anyone out there. I love Carrie Underwood. I love Ozzy Osbourne and all that. But that is not for me. This is for
me. Yeah, you don't want to. It's not the word sellout, but you want to do what you're doing that's good, that's helping everybody else, and that's what you're doing. So that's really cool. But,
Real quick, I'm going to play one more song from Shane Masters, and then we're going to come back and wrap things up with the show here. You want to hang around for a few minutes, and then we'll close out the show. We might see if we can get Shane to call back in real quick. Why we're playing the song.
Yeah.
All right. Here is.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I missed the beginning. God.
That's all right. We'll be right back.
Baby, I believe that you and me are like mismatched colors. We don't agree on anything. You don't like my mother, but I can tell you one good thing about being with me. I'm not afraid to say it like it is. Hold on, this it's a wild ride. About as unpredictable as the weather and the night. Baby, I believe that me and you ain't doing things the way we used to do. So hold on for dear life. Baby, I believe that you and me are like bread and butter, held together with a strong bond, but slipping away from each other. Now I can tell you one good thing about, oh, about being with me. I'm gonna take you around the world. Hold on, it's a wild ride. Out of sun, predictable weather and night. Baby, I believe that me and you ain't doing things the way we used to do. So hold on for dear life. When the road's gone high and the end is nigh, I'll be right there by your side. Follow me and I'll lead us home. We'll be ready for a wild ride. Hold on, this wild ride. About as unpredictable the weather and the night. Baby, I believe that me and you ain't doing things the way we used to do. So hold on for dear life. I said, baby, I believe that me and you ain't doing things the way we used to do. So hold on for dear life.
Hey, welcome back to the Independent Artist Music Night with Shane Masters. I am your host, Daisy Blue Eyes. We have this great cat that's a percussionist that has played with Shane Masters, Matt Smith. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you.
And we're not going to go too far, I believe. Let's see if this is the main man, the real deal, Shane Masters. Is that you that's with us?
Yeah, man, this is Shane. What's up?
Hey, we got Matt and Shane at the same time on here.
What's up, bud?
What's up, Matt?
Oh, man, we was just living it up, you know, talking about the music scene and then he's really hyping you up, just like I've been trying to. You're like,
I know, I appreciate that. I was listening, and I was flattered. I couldn't believe that that there were people sitting around talking about, you know, this old hillbilly.
Hillbilly.
And now we're going to have some hillbilly rock country feel, you know, coming up soon for me now.
No.
I just, this is actually, you know, I told Matt, you know, I forgot to tell you earlier, you know, I've actually been having a few people request and keeping your songs in rotation on the website. So, and hopefully,
nice.
And matter of fact, I just had one message me about 20 minutes ago. When was you going to be back on the show? Because they actually like your music. And I'm like, I don't know, because Matt was just saying you're booked up to like August or something.
Yeah, I'm booked far ahead, but we could work something out whenever we release the music. Maybe I'll come back on and we'll play the new songs, you know, the full band version.
Yeah, I mean, Tuesdays and Saturdays is usually when I do it. If we need to hook up like on a Sunday and do an offside pre-record, I will do that for you. I don't care. You know what? Well, I can figure a schedule, you know, because I don't put any shows out on Sunday or Thursday. So those 2 days, if you want to do a pre-record, we can.
Okay, we could see, because usually Sundays is when we get to get there to rehearse. Me and Matt and everybody got to come get together this Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, make sure you guys go to Shane Masters Music on Facebook. Give a like. Give a share. Invite all your family, friends, coworkers. I don't care. We want them all. You know, this is the real deal, Shane Masters. Give him a like, and then also hit up his shop. Even though it's on back order, still order. We'll get it to you. Right, Shane?
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
And
for sure.
You know, someday we'll have him back on the show, and we're going to have to bring Matt back too, you know. This cat, he just loves your music to death, and just sounds like you're the music god of the capital in West Virginia, Virginia area. And we just love it. We just love it.
Around here, well, yeah, hands down.
I appreciate it.
Well, I enjoy it, and I'm spreading. I'm all the way in Nebraska, and if somebody all the way over in Nebraska can hear it, then there is no excuse for anyone in between. So,
yeah, that's true, yeah.
Hopefully soon everybody can hear it.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. You can go to my website, and the music's on there 24/7 in rotation. All the songs that he's provided, and, you know, I'm sure there'll be more. So, with that, I definitely want to thank Shane for coming back on for sure and actually being on here. And thanks, Matt, for joining.
Sorry, bud. I was late. Sorry.
No worries, man. No worries.
Yeah. Now he owes you a cold one, Shane. Tell him, you know, let him know.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. You owe him a cold one. No, there will be replay after this. It'll be up on the website. Give it about 20 minutes, and then you can go back and listen to it 24/7.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that's been the conclusion, and we're going to wrap this show up, even though it's going to go a few minutes over, but that's all right. You guys have been listening to the Easy Boys Production Presents Independent Artist Music Night with the real deal Shane Masters right here on the Easy Boys Production Radio Network. Tonight's episode was sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production and Shane Masters Music. And I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and we had Shane Masters and Shane Masters Music here. We also had Matt Smith on here. With that, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you, and have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand.